Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
God is powerful is such a widespread, repeated, and used expression. Perhaps today it has lost its meaning, its power for you. Often, when we think of power, we imagine it as relentless, even brutal, a bit like superhero's strength. But God's power has many facets, which I'd like to invite you to discover with me this week. Here's one that's revealed to us in the first book of the Bible. God is the Almighty. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. I will make a covenant with you, by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants." Genesis 17:1-2. This is how God introduces himself to Abram when he informs him of the impressive destiny before him. He is God Almighty. How would an aged man become the father of many nations, whose descendants would be compared to the stars of the heavens? And that's from Genesis 15:5. In fact, it was God who made this astonishing first choice, an old man, not far from being a century old. God prefers him to a man full of vigor and strength. For God chooses the weak things rather than the strong to glorify himself, so that no credit can be given to man, but to him alone, to his almightiness. Instead, God chose the things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. 1 Corinthians 1:27. Today, my friend, God is calling you to serve him. And you may be saying to yourself, "I'm far too weak. I'm old and I'm tired. I don't have the competence." Do you think that God could be wrong about you or in his choices? No, of course not. Let yourself be surprised by the almightiness of God, who wants to glorify himself through you. I invite you to meditate on the power of God in your life as you listen to Jeremy Riddle singing "More Love, More Power." You can find the link to this song in today's email. Like Abraham, look at the stars in the heavens and remind yourself that for God, nothing is impossible. Despite your weaknesses, he wants to use you mightily for his glory, because he is the Almighty.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.